This is episode 469. Are you a bit of a stress head or a bit anxious, or when things go wrong, you have a bit of an internal or even a bit of an external meltdown? If that's the case, then this podcast is for you because I have an idea that can help you change your stress response so that your body and your nervous system isn't getting burnt out all of the time. All right, let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast where we're talking about stress. And this is attached to the mission that we've got this year, which is to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on your scale. And links to inquire or look into what we do with emotional binge and overeating and eventually weight loss are down in the show notes or the caption below. And stress is a conversation that I have with clients all of the time because stress is related to your metabolism. Stress is related to your blood sugar levels. Stress is related to your capacity to lose weight. It's related to your insulin levels, right? So stress is really important. Adrenaline, cortisol, the sort of hallmark or most famous hormones that we talk about in the context of this conversation. So the idea that I want to introduce is maybe triggering for some people. Maybe it's going to piss some people off, which is, what if there's no such thing as a stressful situation? There's only stress responses to a situation. How does that land? Are you a little bit like, yeah, Maddie, well, have you got kids? Actually, I do now. Or do you have my boss? Or you're lucky you get to do this, X, Y, Z. Whatever excuses are popping up, they're excuses. I'm going to call them bullshit because the idea here is that people that we look to in a situation of crisis or when things are going wrong, who are they? They are the people that seem to have their shit together when stressful stuff is going on. That is what good leadership is a part of having a really well-managed stress response. And if you want to be a good partner, or if you want to be a good parent, or if you want to be a good leader at work, or you want to be someone that's reliable to your friends, then being able to manage your stress response in the face of a stressful situation is incredibly important. And again, this is related to your health because it directly impacts the nervous system you experience and have. It directly affects the blood sugar situation going on in your body. Depending on the time of day or situation, it can affect your sleep. You know, if you don't have a good strategy for coming down from a stress response, you can be burning out your HPA axis and your nervous system and your adrenals. So there's a lot that's health related and weight related in regards to your stress. And so you might be somebody that's like, oh, I've never been taught what to do, or I don't know how to change myself. This is just who I am. Firstly, whenever we use I am statements, we are essentially signing ourselves up to a lifetime of being limited by that belief or that statement. So first thing is to not identify as a stress head or as an anxious person or as someone who isn't reliable in a crisis situation, right? Thing one. Thing two is we need to practice a stress response and coming down from it, okay? So how do you go about your thinking when stress occurs and a sudden event happens? Do you go into complete clarity, or do you go into everything's a mess, my emotions are overwhelming me, I can't do anything, can't help anyone? Because your stress response to the situation is something that needs to be managed. It doesn't mean that you can't cry about it. It doesn't mean that you can't yell about it. It doesn't mean that you can't lose your shit. You're allowed to do that. However, those of us that are working on ourselves and trying to improve ourselves and trying to be great leaders, this is something that we perpetually get better at. And this is why we look up to yogis and those types of people out there, because no matter what happens, they seem to just chuckle. They seem to just be fine with whatever's going on. Are they happy about it? Probably not. But they know that their stress response is unhelpful in the situation. Okay. So when something happens, what is the first thing that you do? Because it should be to take a breath, right? To take a breath, because instantly that huge shot of adrenaline and cortisol and aggression and anger and emotion has just flooded your veins, right? And so you want to be able to just take a breath. You want to let that stress out through breathing, but you also just want to encourage your nervous system to begin the process of stabilization and coming back to normal. You might not get back to normal because the stressful situation might be happening, okay? it'll also help your thinking slow down a little bit so that you can actually see the different parts and the different moving cogs in the system of or situation that's just unfolded in front of you. So you want to be able to breathe, slow your body down. You might even need to go for a walk. You might need to, if you've got the situation, if the situation allows, you might be able to go for a quick walk. You might even do 10 push-ups. This is something that I encourage clients to do, whether it be some squats or some push-ups or some kind of physical movement, because you've just had a dump of sugar into the blood. And that makes sense because when we're stressed, it's perceived that we need extra additional energy instantly. Because historically, most stress responses usually threatened our survival, the bear, the lion, the hyena, whatever it was. And so most of our stress situations happen when we're in a seated chair doing nothing. So we don't actually burn up that sugar that gets dumped. So one way to burn that sugar up is to do 10 push-ups, run around the block, walk to the letterbox, whatever it might be. Go and literally, if you've got a home gym or you've got some weights, go and do some weights for 2 minutes. Not even kidding, 2 minutes. Right? So we want to be able to use the sugar that's just been dumped into the blood. So we want to calm the nervous system. We want to breathe. We want to do some physical activity. And then we want to maybe even write down the parts of what's going on. So if you've got time, all of this can happen under 5 minutes, right? Get a pen and paper, not on your phone. Your phone, if you don't have a pen and paper, pen and paper is better because we want to take you out of stimulation and overwhelm, right? And we want to write down, what are the parts of what's going on? Scribble, scribble, scribble. This happened, then this happened, or I need to do this, or I need to do this. If it's overwhelming, smaller, baby steps, okay? You need to take control of the situation. The sooner you get back in the driver's seat, think of it like a car accident where you've been thrown out of the driver's seat, but you're still able to get up and walk. The sooner you get back into the driver's seat is the sooner that you take over your life and the sooner that stress response reduces to a point that it's no longer a concern to your biology, to your weight gain, to your nervous system, to your mental health, to your cognition, all of that kind of stuff. Because stress overwhelm means that we're not cognitively there either. Okay. So I want you to think about this idea. What if there's no such thing as a stressful situation, only stress responses to a situation? Is that a golden rule? Obviously not. But take that on board in regards to the way that you look at problems or that you face stress. Because the great news is that it's not about denial. And those people that seem great at stress, usually if they're well-trained in this kind of work or they've worked on themselves enough to increase their capacity to deal with hard things, then they're actually able to manage it without a huge stress response going on in their body. And the thing I just said is really important. This personal development often encourages avoiding triggers, putting boundaries in place from people that are toxic, blah, blah, blah. It's encouraging you to stay away from the problem. The true idea of personal development and personal growth and psychological healing and evolution is that you increase your capacity to deal with problems. You increase your capacity to solve problems. And this is exactly part of that, right? And it directly affects your weight loss journey and it directly affects your health journey. And if there's any chronic diseases in there, I guarantee you it's definitely affecting that stuff too, because whether it be holistic health people or whether it be medical health, Western medical health people, everybody agrees that stress is a major part of a number of diseases, okay? That's about me for today. So take that idea. I want you to start thinking about it. Next stressful situation that pops up, start to see the situation for what it is. It's a situation, and it's only stress responses that happen to a situation based on how we choose to act. And if you don't feel like you choose, that's why you need to start practicing what I've suggested here so that you can put yourself back in the driver's seat to choose how you manage that situation. You're going to be a good leader. You're going to be a good parent. You're going to be somebody that's reliable. And also, your health is going to benefit. If you've enjoyed this episode, give it a share. Put it up on socials. 5-star reviews are greatly appreciated. They help the cogs of this machine keep ticking over because in this social media world, ratings and reviews keep us alive and keep us on the air and allow me to look at the numbers and the data and say, this is still worth doing. So if you enjoy this free information, please give us the gift of your 5 stars and your lovely words. So anyway, that's me. I hope you have a good day and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mention in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.